Introduction. FM3-98 provides the commander and staff of cavalry formations with doctrine relevant to army and joint operations. This publication explains how effective reconnaissance and security operations generate depth, allow commanders reaction time and maneuver space, fight for information and collect information through stealth, protect forces against surprise, ease the forward movement of follow-on forces, and provide commanders with flexibility and adaptability. The doctrine in this publication is applicable across offensive, defensive, and stability operations. This publication provides doctrinal guidance for all formations assigned to the Armored Brigade Combat Team, the Infantry Brigade Combat Team, and the Striker Brigade Combat Team. The following is a summarization of each chapter of this manual. Chapter 1 addresses the role of cavalry in offensive, defensive, and stability operations and cavalry organizations. Chapter 2 addresses peer and near-peer threats, threat reconnaissance, and security tactics. Chapter 3 discusses the updated concepts of command and control relating to commanders' reconnaissance and security guidance, the operations process, an understanding of the threat, potential threat groups, and threat characteristics. Chapter 4 discusses the fundamentals of reconnaissance, types of reconnaissance operations, and a reconnaissance handover. Chapter 5 discusses the fundamentals of security operations, counter-reconnaissance, and the types of security operations. Chapter 6 discusses reconnaissance and security stability planning, stability principles and frameworks, and stability tasks. Chapter 7 describes considerations for planning and executing sustainment operations. To comprehend FM3-98, the reader must understand the operational art, the principles of war, and the links between the operational and tactical levels of war described in JP1 Volume 2, JP3O, and ADP3O. The reader should understand how the offensive, defensive, stability, and defense support of civil authorities' tasks describe carryover and affect the conduct described by each task in ADPs 3-07, 3-28, and 3-90. Readers should understand the operations process, plan, prepare, execute, and assess, and how that process relates to the Army's military decision-making process and troop-leading procedures described in ADP 5-0. The reader must also comprehend the concepts associated with mission command and command and control as described in ADP 6-0. Reviewing these publications assists the reader in understanding FM3-98. While doctrine provides leaders at all echelons with authoritative principles to consider before, during, and after execution of reconnaissance and security operations, FM3-98 is not a substitute for common sense, professional military judgment, and a leader's imperatives to act aggressively. As in any combat operation, success during offensive, defensive, and stability operations depends mainly on leaders and soldiers who are tough, disciplined, and competent, and who take the initiative consistent with the mission, commander's intent, and the principles outlined within this manual.